Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Bible passage for this morning's message is 1 Peter chapter 2. When I was a young boy growing up in central Wisconsin, we'd occasionally have one of those snowstorms. It would start in the afternoon, a wet, heavy snow. By evening, 6 or 7 inches had accumulated. And then that night, it would turn bitterly cold. By morning, the snow was hard and frozen. Difficult to walk through, especially if you were a little guy like I was. But I was still able to get to the barn and to the chicken coop. How? Well, the evening before, my mom or dad would have walked to those farm buildings to feed the animals. So the next morning, when I got up and went outside, all I had to do was put my foot in their footprints, and away I went. They had left me footsteps in the snow to follow. Jesus has left us footsteps. Where he is gone, he wants us to follow. And Peter says, just where he has gone. Jesus suffered unjustly. He was treated unfairly. He took a beating, even though he did not deserve it. Jesus was stricken, smitten, and afflicted. He was wounded and threatened. He was reviled and ridiculed. Yet he did not retaliate. He did not strike back. He did not threaten in return. No, the steps Jesus took were to patiently endure the unjust suffering without striking back. Those are the steps that are laid out before us. Unjust suffering patiently endured without striking back. The world can be cold and hard. Not always easy to walk through. There will be times of unjust suffering, even when you've done something right. And yet the steps before us that Jesus gives us are to patiently endure without retaliation. Those times will come. Last fall, I preached in one of the chapels for the Theological Symposium, the Church's Response to Homosexuality. In that sermon, I stated that someone who is actively practicing the homosexual lifestyle is sinning and stands in the judgment of God. Now, in the freedoms of this country, I could say something like that, which many people consider so politically incorrect. But in other countries, I could have been arrested, financially devastated, thrown into jail for what some now consider hate speech. And the time may come in our own country where you do what is right, you proclaim God's word, and yet you could lose your ministry. The church could lose its tax-exempt status. You could lose your freedom. Unjust suffering for doing what is right. And yet, those are the steps that Jesus has laid before us, to endure patiently without retaliation. My older sister, who's 62, has cancer in her liver and lymph nodes. This cancer has no cure, and she will die in a short period of time. although we are thankful for the months that we have received since that diagnosis last summer. She is recently retired and was planning to spend oodles of time with her grandchildren, most of whom live right in the same town she does. She and her husband, my brother-in-law, were planning to take some of these trips that they had postponed while they were working. She had brought up her children in the Lord, and each one of them faithfully attends church. She witnessed to her husband when he was alcoholic, and he now is a dedicated layman in their congregation. She has faithfully served the Lord in her church, giving of herself freely. You go into their home, and there are devotional booklets on the tables and clippings on the refrigerator. And now, at this time in life, the cancer is ready to take her. And somehow this just doesn't seem fair. It seems to be a type of unjust suffering. And yet, those are the steps that the Lord has placed before her to patiently endure even this without retaliation or threat or complaint. The Good Samaritan who helps a stranded motorist and is hit by a car, paralyzing him for life. The person who jumps into a flooded creek to try to rescue someone and drowns, leaving a young family behind. A nurse who loses her job because she wears a cross on her uniform. The list could go on and on. There seems to be a myriad of times in life where unjust suffering occurs for doing what is right, and the steps before us are simply to patiently endure without retaliation. Do you hesitate to put your life into that footstep? I wonder what I preached last fall. If I'd known, I would have been arrested in the afternoon. My sister has had many questions for God, as has her husband and family. Do you help someone and do what is right, even though it is dangerous? Do you witness for your faith, even though you could lose your family, your job, your life? Do you put your life into that footstep? Or do you stray off the path? The Apostle Peter, who strayed off from those footsteps on an occasional to himself, urges us to follow in those footsteps that Jesus has placed before us. Why? Because to this we have been called. We have been called to this. We have been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. We have been called to be His chosen people. We have been called to be a holy nation. At a baptismal font, water moistened your forehead. And you were called by name. The sign of the cross was made over you to show that you have been shown mercy, marked as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. To this we have been called. And more, Peter says, by His wounds we have been healed. Jesus takes all suffering to the cross. Unjust, unfair, yet He does not sin. He does not revile back. There's no deceit. It's unjust, but this unjust suffering is good. It's for our good. Peter would say that here is the one exception. Here's the one set of footprints that we can't do. We cannot be the ones on the cross. Only Jesus does that unjust suffering. Only Jesus makes that baptism possible. Acceptable to God from the cross. Chosen people from the cross. Holy nation from the cross. By his wounds, we are healed. And more, Peter says that we return every turn to the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. And in just a few minutes, you will be walking up to here. You will kneel at this altar, and there the shepherd of our overseer of our souls will come to us. Come to us with a living hope as he comes to us risen from the dead. You look at those footsteps. You see unjust suffering patiently enduring without retaliation. Return to the shepherd of the overseer of your souls and you see a living hope. Peter begins this letter very simply. In God's great mercy, we have been given new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The world can be cold and hard. Times of unjust suffering will come. But for this we have been called. And by his wounds we have been healed. And we return again to the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. So take that step. Patiently endure for the footsteps of Jesus are before us. Amen.